The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The May 15th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of May 15th, 2024. Seniors explore their interests with final projects. The problem with microplastics on local beaches. Seniors honored at final games. Council to consider three finalists for county manager. Plus choice excerpts from the sheriff's log. First, from the Islands Sounder, Seniors Explore Their Interests with Final Projects, by Darby Wright. Similarly as the flora and fauna of East Sound bud and blossom, so do the youth of our small town. As they gear up for graduation day and the new adventures that lie beyond the doors of Orcas Island High School, they prepare many gifts for the community. Whether musical, athletic, artistic, or charitable endeavors, they all share one feeling: passion. An important part of being a senior is discovering and learning how to navigate becoming a young adult. Senior projects are a perfect way to start that process. The class of 2024 has thoughtfully pursued many avenues for these final endeavors. All are invited to attend the presentation of projects on Tuesday, June 11th at 11 a.m. at the Orcas Island High School. August Moore has created two hand-carved stamps, featuring the art of a tree and an octopus, turning them into sellable prints. Money raised from the prints will be donated back to the OIHS art program. Malia Martinilich encourages keeping our beaches green and clean by creating the Take a Bag, Leave a Bag system, in which beachgoers will have recycled bags accessible to pick up trash off the shore. Moose Kinsey takes us into the world of film and video. He aims to promote art education within the classrooms and has done so by crafting a video for the A-OK art program. Megan Heisinger will be hosting a presentation on mental health, continuing to shine the light on why exposure and advocacy to this topic are so important. In addition, she will be making an affirmation sign to hang in the school, giving students confidence in times of need. Jefferson Freeman has built a barbecue from scratch to give to the culinary department. Students and staff alike will share it as they take on creative food adventures and endeavors. Other senior projects include Adaris Quintero's clothing drive, Ava Burge's Tales to Tales program at the animal shelter, Ethan Moss's bench for student use, Hannah Alexander's community dodgeball event, Kella Orr's American Sign Language classes, Theodore Vaccarella's culinary lessons, Valeria Villarreal's puppet show, John Hill's fishing tournament, Seraphine Knapp's post-high school life seminars, and many more. The problem of microplastics on local beaches. Exchange to host a series of beach cleanups for East Sound Waterfront Park, by Colleen Smith Summers. Waterfront Park is a landmark for East Sound. It also has more microplastics than any other beach on Orcas. Many islanders might not even be aware of the amount of plastic on this beach, and our goal is to educate and address the problem, said Madison West, event coordinator for the Zero Waste Committee at the Exchange. We hope to inspire the community to use plastic-free alternatives in their everyday lives and to take some plastic off the beach each time they're there enjoying the beauty. Plastic Not Fantastic Beach Cleanup is scheduled for Saturday, May 25th, from 11 to 1 p.m. at the East Sound Waterfront Park. This is the first event in a series of four over the summer. Due to its shape, students have shown that the level of microplastics found at this particular beach is exponentially higher compared to other Orcas Island shorelines. Organizers estimate it will take multiple cleanup sessions to scratch the surface of the microplastic accumulation at Waterfront Park. Plastic debris can come in all shapes and sizes, but those less than 5 millimeters in length are called microplastics. The most common are microfibers from synthetic fabric. A single laundry load can release several million microfibers into the environment. According to PBS, microplastics are turning up everywhere, from remote mountaintops to deep ocean trenches. They also are in many animals, including humans. Unlike other materials, plastic doesn't break down into harmless molecules. It can take thousands of years for it to decompose. Microplastics end up in your body. They are toxic, they are made from oil, and now everyone has levels of plastic in their bodies, said Asifa Payson, one of the co-founders of the Zero Waste Committee. The longer water and food sit next to that, it is getting in there. Secondary microplastics are particles that come from the breakdown of larger plastic items, like water bottles, caused by exposure to the sun and ocean waves. Even if you don't think you are looking at microplastics, it's down there in the rocks and driftwood, exclaimed Payson. There are piles of it. It may not look like much, but it takes a toll on our environment. Knowledge is power, and we need to be conscious of it. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, Seniors Honored at Final Games, by Heather Spalding. The Wolverines ladies' fast pitch team and Wolverines boys' baseball played the senior night games on Tuesday, May 7th, the last home game of the season. The boys beat Darrington 11-1. Coach John Smith credited the bullpen, Jackson Feliz, Channing Klein, and Harrison Edge for their great pitching. Phoenix Thomas hit a clutch double to drive in two runs in the last inning, and Cody Anderson drove in two runs with a base hit to left field to win the game in the last inning. The girls fought hard against Darrington and in the last inning made several runs. It was not quite enough to pull ahead, however, and they ended up losing 9-6. At the end of the games, the teams honored their seniors. The three boys, Elliot Simonas, Cody Anderson, and Chris Gustafson, were brought out onto the field with their parents. After a short talk by Coach John Smith, the boys ran around the bases, sliding into, or at least touching, home plate one final time. The fans of the ladies' team made a human bridge from third to home that the four seniors ran through before their final slide into home. Ella Raiklin, Nakayla Nibbler, Bella Ross, and Natalie Morton were also given flowers, a collage, and tiaras, after which their teammates showered them with hugs. From the Islands Weekly, Council to consider three finalists for county manager. San Juan County nears the end of the county manager hiring process after interviewing three finalists. The county council will deliberate during a closed session at the May 14th council meeting, where they will select a county manager or determine next steps for further recruitment. Process recap. The county's core hiring committee consisted of the human resources director, interim county manager, and county council, assisted by the recruitment firm Strategic Government Resources. The job posting yielded 39 applicants from around the country that were screened and vetted via resume reviews, video interviews, and written responses. After a thorough interview process, three finalists were invited to San Juan County for in-person interviews. Ana Cortez, city manager of Carnation, Washington, Jessica Hudson, director at Fairfax County Public Library, Sri Krisam, Deputy Director of Finance and Administration at the City of Kirkland. The finalists' resumes are kept confidential as part of the hiring process. When a new county manager is appointed and accepts the position, their information will be shared with the public. On Monday, May 6th, the finalists were interviewed by three different panels comprised of council members and other elected officials, county staff, and board members from various county committees. On Tuesday, May 7th, the finalists attended a series of community meetings in each of the three districts where the public asked questions via a moderated Q&A. The meetings were held at the San Juan Island Grange, the Lopez Island Family Resource Center, and the Orcas Center. What's next? The County Council is the ultimate hiring body for the county manager position. During the May 14th council meeting, council members will discuss feedback from the interviews and appoint a county manager or determine next steps for further recruitment. The public is welcomed to provide feedback during public access time at the beginning of the meeting or to email the council. Further information will be shared when a new county manager accepts the position or if the recruitment process starts over. In other county news, fishing vessel sank off Henry Island. Early in the day, on Friday, May 3rd, the 48-foot commercial fishing vessel FV Chief Joseph ran aground and sank at the south end of Henry Island. The single occupant on board was safely rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard. The boat is reported to have a maximum of approximately 400 gallons of diesel on board. The Island's Oil Spill Association and Towboat U.S. out of Friday Harbor were on scene to assess pollution impacts and pinpoint the site of the sinking. In addition, Washington Department of Ecology responders were on scene and performed an overflight with San Juan County Department of Emergency Management to assess the situation. IOSA conducted initial air monitoring and has not found any measurable air quality impacts. After a successful defueling of diesel tanks from the vessel on May 4th, the United States Coast Guard, the Washington Department of Ecology, and the San Juan County Department of Emergency Management are now overseeing preparations to raise the sunken fishing vessel, currently lying at a depth of 60 feet off the west side of Henry Island. Divers from Global Diving and Salvage have been contracted to lift the vessel, and a crane barge is currently en route to the scene to join a dive team already on site. The vessel lift is currently expected to begin on Thursday, May 9th. We ask people to stay out of the area while the lift is in progress for the safety of both responders and the public. After the Chief Joseph is raised, it will be transported by barge to Anacortes, where the Washington Department of Natural Resources Derelict Vessel Program will take custody. As always, there are a number of variables that can impact the success and timing of the operation, including weather, shifting of the vessel location, currents, or logistical and operational challenges. Given the prior removal of fuel, the potential future pollution risks from the operation are expected to be minimal. However, wildlife and spill responders will be on standby during the lift, should there be any unanticipated impacts. A Coast Guard drone team has been regularly flying the site and has not identified any active pollution impacts. With luck, the next update to the community will report the successful recovery, transport, and eventually disposal of the vessel. And now, a few excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On May 1st, a San Juan deputy was dispatched to a report of suspicious activity. The reporting party said they received unwanted correspondence from a person who was not identified. On May 2nd, during a routine patrol on San Juan area, a deputy noticed an act of malicious mischief that involved several concrete blocks that had been painted with political statements. On May 3rd, Lopez deputies responded after an irate citizen trespassed to confront a property owner about a flag that the owner was displaying on their property. The trespasser left without further incident and with several warnings about their behavior. On May 5th, on San Juan, a deputy was dispatched to a trespassing. The person who called reporting an ongoing problem with a neighbor. Deputies issued the neighbor a trespass warning letter. And this concludes the May 15th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this spring with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and purchase tickets, visit orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith-Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.